Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
President Trump is expected to fulfill one of his campaign promises with the announcement that the United States will officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and will also begin the process of moving the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Now, the move could take years, but that recognition could potentially upend the potential for any peace negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians. And demonstrators are calling for 3 days of popular anger throughout the Palestinian territories and at U.S. embassies. Ambassador Dennis Ross is former Middle East peace negotiator under Presidents George H.W. Bush and President Bill Clinton, currently counselor at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. Ambassador, welcome back.
Nice to be with you. Thank you.
What message does this send at this moment for the president of the United States to move the U.S. interest, the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem?
Well, I think we still have to wait and see exactly what he is declaring that he's doing. My sense of what he's going to do is that he's going to announce that he is going to be moving it, but it will take some time. Having said that, you're dealing with the most evocative of all issues, the most emotional one from all sides' standpoint. And any time you deal with it, you're very likely to produce a set of reactions. We've already seen in anticipation almost every Arab capital responding very negatively to this, calling on us not to go ahead and do it. So I think for the administration, especially because it wants to present a plan on Israeli-Palestinian peace, it's going to be a very heavy burden for it right now to try to convince all of the Arab leaders and the Palestinians as well, that this is not a move that is designed to preempt the negotiations or the final status of the city. And the more it can demonstrate unmistakably that's the case, the more it has a chance to actually manage this.
Dennis Ross, you know, maybe it's simpler than that. I mean, you're the expert, you're the ambassador, I know. But maybe the charitable Trump observer might say, he sees a negotiation coming. He's simply introducing a bargaining chip into the negotiation that he's willing to give up when a deal is struck.
That would be interesting if that were the case. There's also another possibility that he's doing this and seemingly taking a step that is very important to Israel in advance of being prepared to put positions down in the negotiations or in his plan that would be difficult for the Israelis to handle. So there may be a negotiating element here. The problem is you want to be sure you don't lose the Palestinians and Arabs in the process.
I hesitate to make things too terribly simple, Ambassador, but we are where we are with our administration. Are we witnessing the art of the deal, finally, for Israeli-Palestinian peace in two states?
I don't know. I mean, I think what the president is doing today is taking a step that I think is probably going to make it more difficult to unveil the plan without an awful lot of diplomacy between now and the time that the plan is unveiled. Had the ground been laid in advance, then you would have found it much easier, I believe, to try to manage this kind of a move, which ultimately I think is simply going to be reflecting a kind of statement of reality.
What do you expect the Palestinian population in the West Bank or even in Gaza to do when this news really hits home?
Well, there's no question that this is an issue that is easy to manipulate, and you're going to see Hamas and others are already calling for 3 days of rage. We'll have to see what happens, but I think because it's such a sensitive issue also for the Palestinians, that managing and trying to control the reaction is not going to be simple. So I think this is one where I hope we don't see any kind of violent reaction. You know, let's hope that this is a situation that can be managed and we don't face some of the things that we've seen in the past.
Ambassador Dennis Ross, former Mideast peace negotiator, counselor at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. Ambassador, as always, thanks for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you.